Okay, that's all right.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about superpowers that your parents have today. And we're going to talk a little bit about superheroes.
Yeah. Well, I have loved superheroes, but, you know, some of the best superheroes were in the 1960s. Yeah. Because they were real superheroes in the 1960s. Because, you know, we would watch Batman. Okay, and the Batman would come on every week, and they had enemies like the Penguin. Yeah, that was... And they had... They would have Catwoman, you know, there was the Catwoman. Who else did Batman fight in the 60s?
The Joker.
And no real violence, just the pow.
Yeah, just the pow, bang, crash, smash. Yeah. And then there, you got to remember the Riddler. The Riddler was amazing. Like, those were great fight scenes, and they were just so amazing. And they would say, you know, at the end of every one, Batman and Robin would be, maybe they would be stuck upside down in a freezer by Mr. Freeze or the Penguin. And they would say, it looks like they're in a holy freezer bag now, Batman. Tune in, same bat channel, same bat time. And then it would go, na 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 na.
Batman!
Yeah! Come on, now that was real. Josh is just going, that is lame. That is lame. But I'm telling you, those were the real superheroes. Now, Marvel. Oh, yeah, there you go. Marvel Comics and DC Comics. You know, some of them are a little dark. Like, you know, like there's a few of them dark ones out there. But still, Spider-Man. How many love Spider-Man? You got to love Spider-Man, right? And the popularity of Spider-Man, like, I'd actually watched it on the plane over here, the Spider-Verse. You know, that was pretty good, the Spider-Verse. But still, the best one was the first Spider-Man that came out. Yeah, that definitely was the best one. But when they all came together, there's this line in the new Spider-Man, and they got the three Spider-Mans that all come together, the three different actors. And the one, I think Tobey Maguire, and the other Spider-Man says, "Are you always dressed like a youth pastor?"
Yeah.
That was a great line! I love that line, you know? "Are you always dressed like a youth pastor?" Like, that was just the best line of all time.
So no matter if you're young or old, you probably have a favorite superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking now about how parents, with your superpowers, you can launch superheroes.
Did you know what? You guys are real superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, we sing a song. We just sang a song about Jesus is my superhero, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What is the difference between Jesus and those superheroes we were just laughing about? Anybody know? What are the difference between Jesus and superheroes? Jesus is nonfiction?
Yes.
And they're fiction.
That's right.
That's a good answer. That is a good answer. What else? Woo! Yeah! What else? What's the difference?
That the superheroes didn't die and
then
they
just
did die.
Right, and rose again, right?
Yes.
Yes, good answer. Woo!
Do you know what? Something that's different about Jesus and the superheroes? Almost all of the superheroes were orphans. Wow. Superman was an orphan. Where did he come from originally? Krypton, and his parents were blown up when Krypton was destroyed. Batman, what happened to his parents? They were killed, they were mugged, they were robbed, and his parents died. Almost all of the superheroes were...
Even Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, his parents
died.
And it was Aunt May and Uncle Ben that took care of him. But Jesus, he wasn't an orphan.
Yeah, all these superheroes, they had everyday secret identities.
Wow.
And they did extraordinary things to help their city to be safer. Yet Jesus, on the other hand, he wasn't an orphan. As a matter of fact, he came to earth to introduce us to his Father. He wanted all of us to know that we have the same Father in heaven who loves us. And that's the difference between, that's why Jesus is our superhero. And difference between the superheroes and Jesus.
You know, one of the superhero powers of Jesus is that he rose from the dead.
Uh-huh.
He didn't die, but he rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm. And he said in John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And you know what? He said, "No one can come to the Father except through me." He came to introduce us to the Heavenly Father. Mm. And it's as easy as ABC. Accept that truth. That's it. ABC. You just have to accept that Jesus is the Son of God, came to introduce us to the Father.
That's right.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and confess with our mouth that Jesus, you're my Lord. It's as easy as ABC.
Yep. And you know, boys and girls, or moms and dads, if there's somebody here in this room today and you've never been introduced to the Father, Jesus is the way. And you can accept Jesus into your heart, and he's going to bring you to the Father. So why don't we just pray right now, just in case there's some people here that maybe you've never accepted Jesus in your heart. So everybody, boys and girls, close your eyes. Everybody bow your heads. And if that's you and you've not invited Jesus to come into your heart, you haven't accepted him yet, you can pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I accept the truth.
I accept the truth.
That you came to die on the cross for me.
That you came to die on the cross for me.
And I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
That you rose from the dead.
That you rose from the dead.
And I invite you to come and live.
And I invite you to come and live.
In my heart today.
In my heart today.
And introduce me to the Father.
And introduce me to the Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful.
And you know, in John 14:18, this is what Jesus also said. If you have really known me, you would know who my Father is. I will not abandon you and leave you as orphans. All those superheroes are orphans. I'll not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Isn't that great news? It's exciting news.
Go ahead. You know, all of us have been adopted as sons and daughters, and when we become followers of Jesus and invite him to come into our lives, he promises to give us the Holy Spirit. And we talked about this last night with the parents, said that when Jesus comes into our hearts, he takes away the spirit of orphan and adopts us into his family.
As sons and daughters.
Yeah, and we can cry out and say, Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. You have can say that you've been adopted into his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
One of the common characteristics of many of the superheroes that we just talked about is that they're orphans. And there is this great line in a Lego movie. How many have seen the Batman Lego movie? Okay, now that is definitely the best movie of all time. That is the best Batman because there's no dark side to the Batman in this movie. And there's this scene in the line where Robin, who is living in an orphanage, which is kind of ironic.
He has no parents either.
And he sees Bruce Wayne come into the big gala that's raising funds for the orphanage. And he says, Bruce Wayne, it's the greatest orphan of all time. The greatest orphan of all time. You see, in the heart of Robin is that he wanted to come into a family. He wanted to belong. He wanted to do something great. And there's something about the orphan spirit that gets inside of us that wants to do great things. But when we're sons and daughters of God, it's not about doing great things. It's about knowing who we are as God's son and daughter. I want to show you this scene from the Lego movie. And it's just a great scene about what Robin tries to do to make himself good enough
to belong in a family.
To belong in a family. Mm-hmm. Let's watch this.
Mr. Wayne, so great to see you. Come join us.
Mr. Prime Minister, you have some work done.
Call me Bruce, champ.
I'm just so jazzed to meet you, sir.
I'm sorry, did you say jazzed?
Yes. My name's Richard Grayson, but all the kids at the orphanage call me Dick.
Well, children can be cruel.
Yeah.
Great to see you, Bruce.
Good to see you, sir.
So I have question for you, sir.
Okay, hit me with it.
Do you have any advice on how to get adopted?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Sir Wayne, can I get an autograph?
Sure. All right, for example, is teeth whitener a good idea?
Yes. There you go.
Thanks. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, looking good, Browns.
Thank you so much.
How about eyeliner or a foreign language?
Try both.
Boy,
look, it's the new commissioner.
Where?
Let's see.
There.
Here she is, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Are orphans, so what they're trying to do is live in this, they put on their secret identity to do superhero things because they don't know about their Father in Heaven. And Jesus came as our superhero to introduce us to our Father in Heaven. Hmm. And you know, there's another scene, Neil's going to show you this, in the movie Spider-Man. You might know this one.
The best part, the best line in all of history, in all movies of all time. You see, boys and girls, when Jesus comes to live inside of your heart, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. And he's given us this power to live a life that we can please the Father. And so just listen to this line in this superhero movie, because it is so powerful when Uncle Ben gives Peter some advice. You might have to crank this one up here a bit. Let's see here. Here we go.
Peter, these are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into. But just because you can be him doesn't give you the right to. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
With great power comes great responsibility. And you know, the Holy Spirit, God has given us this great power to tell others about Jesus. He's given us the power of the Holy Spirit, and the responsibility is to reach out and touch others.
Introduce them to the Heavenly Father.
And that's what being a Christian is all about. That's what the kingdom is about. Did you know that Jesus talked about his Father 150 times in the New Testament? God is only referred to Father 11 times in the Old Testament. 150 times in the New Testament. And so there's this responsibility that we have as believers to introduce others to the Father. And God doesn't do that on our own. He gives us the Holy Spirit to tell others.
And you know what? When here's what Jesus wants us to know, that the Father has given us immense, incredible value and worth. And in Matthew 6:26, it says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they?" And you know what? Everyone has immense, incredible value and worth. Do you know what immense means?
I looked up that word in the thesaurus because I wanted to, what did you say?
A large amount.
That's right. Yes, it means huge, gigantic. Enormous, out of the galaxy, immense, it's big, whopping, jumbo, cosmic. That's what I got out of the thesaurus. That's pretty big, eh? Cosmic? Wow. And you know, it's the same for every one of us. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter how old you are, or how young you are, or what language you speak, or what color you are. We're all born with the exact same amount of immense, incredible value and worth. And you know what stays with us? All the days of our life.
Can everybody say, I have?
I have.
Immense.
Immense.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Value.
Value.
And worth.
And worth.
Well, speaking of value and worth, does anybody know how much this is worth? How much?
10 pounds.
Well, what if I just do this to this 10-pound note? I crumple it all up, and I just make it all nice and crumply. How much is it worth now?
10 pounds.
No.
Are you sure?
Are you sure that's still worth 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I throw it on the ground, stomp on it, get some water, pour some water on it, now what's it worth?
10 pounds.
Still 10 pounds.
What if we tell it how worthless it is?
You worthless. You're only worth $10 Canadian.
how much is it worth now?
10 pounds.
Come on. Go ahead.
Take it.
I'm going to put it in my pocket.
How much is it worth
in
your pocket?
How much is it worth in my pocket?
10 pounds.
What if it goes through the washing machine and through the dryer? How much is it worth?
10 pounds.
What if I take it out of his pocket and I go put it in your pocket? How much is it worth now in your pocket?
Hey!
How much is it? It's still worth 10 pounds?
How much is it worth in her pocket?
10 pounds.
10 pounds? Well, you can keep that 10 pounds. Because you have immense, incredible value and worth.
And you know what, guys? That's like us. That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter what anybody says to you. It doesn't matter what anybody does to you. You have immense, incredible value and worth, and it stays with you all the days of your life. It does not matter how old you get. The Lord says you have immense, incredible value and worth. And well, that's what it means to have immense, incredible value and worth. We have it.
We do. Yeah. We have that immense, incredible value worth. And here's something else that everyone needs to know, especially you boys and girls. When Jesus comes into your life, you get a new identity. You get a secret identity.
It's not secret.
What do you mean it's not secret?
No, we can share it with everyone.
Oh, right. We can share it with everyone.
We don't have to put on our
superhero
secret
costume.
Identity.
Nope.
No. We can just live it out loud. Out loud.
And says in the Bible, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old has gone. So what happens is that we actually get a new identity. We get a new nature. We become sons and daughters of God. That is incredible when you begin to understand that you have a new, that you are a new creation.
And the Holy Spirit lives in you. You have power to live a transformed life. You can live a different life.
That's right.
Because God lives in you, and you can serve others. Love God and serve others. And, you know, in some ways, we can say we're superheroes because we carry something that we can give to others.
Here's that line again. With great power comes great responsibility. And so because you have a new nature and a new identity, there's a new responsibility that each one of us have. And that responsibility is that we are called to tell others about Jesus and about his Heavenly Father. Do you know what your friends at school need that don't know Jesus? They need to know that God loves them. Do you know what the friends that you have that live in your neighborhood, that you work with every day, they just need to know that there's a Father in heaven that loves them. Because God loves London. God loves every person in that city. God loves every person in your city, in your town, in your community, in your village. He loves everyone. And he just wants you to experience his love and his power.
And so here's the thing, boys and girls, is that God had a plan. He has a plan, his perfect plan, to get that message of our immense, incredible value and worth from his heart into our hearts. And you know what his vehicle, his plan, the way he was going to do that wasn't through Spider-Man or Superman. From his heart, God's heart, through parents to children. So he gave your parents superpowers called blessing.
That's right.
And they learned something today about blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That they can speak what God's heart is for you into your lives. And that's God's design.
That's right.
Right
from the very beginning, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9, it says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth." So God's calling everybody to see what's going to happen today. All everybody in the heavens, all the angels and everybody that's here. He says, "As a witness against that, I have set before you life and death, and all of you that have accepted Jesus have accepted life. And blessing versus cursing. Now choose life so that you and your children shall live." Live, choose life, choose blessing so that you and your children can live. And the whole, all of the angels, everyone in heaven is going to see what's going to happen. Because God's design is for parents to bless their kids.
Right, and do you know how we know this is true? You want to know how we know this is true? I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh.
And everybody in here, you can raise your hand if this is true of you, okay?
I'm watching.
How many here have come from parents?
Put your hand up. He came from Krypton.
All of us have come from parents. And you know, it doesn't matter where we go in the world. That's the same. That's true in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
God designed that everybody would have parents.
Hmm.
So that they would hear the message of how much he loves each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our incredible, immense value and worth.
That's right.
And so parents, we have a huge responsibility today. We carry the heart of the Father toward our children. And we can empower them to prosper just by speaking words of affirmation and high value. That word blessing, you know, it comes from Baruch, means empower to prosper.
Mm.
It means to come down to their level, look them in the eyes and say, "You're enough. You've got it. You are a princess." Mm-hmm. So what does that empowerment do? It answers two questions that we have. Who am I and why am I here? How many people would like to know, who am I? Do we all know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? And how about, why am I here? What am I here for? Did I come to save the world? Like Superman or something? No. Who am I and why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
God has a plan. He has a purpose for each one of us. I think that scripture verse is on the back of these cards. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
Mm.
Plans to give you hope and a future." It was God that said that. Mm-hmm. He has plans for each one of you. And he's designed and put your parents in place of the special people that would impart that message to you.
But there is a warfare that's going on for who you are to answer that question. The Bible says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You see, there is a battle for these young people's minds. There's a battle for your mind, young people, in this room today. Did you know that by the time one of these young people is 12 years old, that they've seen 25 million memes of information? Now, I don't know what a meme is, but I know that 25 million is a big number. And that 25 million memes, this guy back there, he's going, "What do you mean? You don't know what a meme is." Well, I know that it's a Facebook blurb, it's a Snapchat, it's it's all this media information, this information that's being pumped at them through advertising and through all kinds of stuff. And they're seeing it through their eye gate, they're hearing these messages, and they're giving you a false identity.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to rob you of your gender.
And see,
go ahead.
That's Satan. The enemy of our souls wants us to have a false identity. And so he's going to speak to us in the first person. With all those means of information that you receive, he's going to say things like, he'll talk like this: "Oh, I'm too short. Oh, I'm too fat. Oh, I'm too dumb. Oh, I can't do it. Or I'm too tall. I'm too skinny. I'm too..." He'll talk to you like that. He'll want to give you a false identity, plant lies in your heart.
Mm.
And he's like the bad guy, like the Joker, you know, or Lex Luthor. He'll use good things in the world, like media, like computers, like maybe our friends even, to try and plant a false identity in our hearts. And you know what you need to do with that, boys and girls? God uses your parents to give you God's message.
Hmm.
And so what you need to do is, when you're starting to feel things like that and thinking things like that because the enemy wants you to keep it in the dark in your heart, you just go to your parents and you say, I'm just feeling this right now, that I'm too stupid to do this homework, or I'm not smart enough. Whatever it is, and you know what? They have God's message for you. They're going to be able to come toward you and empower you to prosper mm-hmm. and to bless your identity. We found that if we don't bless the identity, the gender, and the destiny of our children, then the enemy is going to take an opportunity to disempower them, the default, to plant lies in their hearts. Mm-hmm. So boys and girls, when you get things like that, you can. God uses parents and teachers to speak your true identity, so you can go to them and say, hey, this is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm feeling right now. Or this is what I'm thinking right now. And let them know, like, mm-hmm. bring it to the light. Bring it to the light. Don't keep it in the dark and think that's all I am.
Because when you bring it into the light, and you parents can say, no, that's not who you are. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are loved. You are blessed. You are mm-hmm. precious. You are valuable. You are smart. You're good enough. You can do it.
And here's the thing, is that the enemy of our souls, all of us, he's tried to plant lies in us. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. All of us mm-hmm. have had that. And sometimes we didn't know what to do with it. So we kept it. And we believed that lie. And we lived our life on that lie. And that wasn't the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so tonight, we're going to have an opportunity because we're going to meet in family groups or friendship groups. Some of you have written blessings for someone tonight. You're going to meet with your family, and your parents are going to bless you, and they've listened to the Lord, and they're going to hear what He says, and they're going to speak those things. And you know, parents carry it in their heart every day. Sometimes they just don't say it about us and who we are and what God says about our immense, incredible value and worth. Hmm. And so we're going to have that opportunity tonight to just speak those words of blessing. We're going to facilitate that in a few moments.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get an opportunity for all the children and all the youth to kind of gather with your parents and maybe get into a corner or
into a quiet room anywhere
in this room, or just kind of sit around. And what we want the parents to do is to look at the children or the youth, and before you bless them, ask the Lord, is there anything that I need to repent about? Have I hurt my son? Have I said words to my daughter? And just before you bless them, you just look them in the eye and said, the Lord just showed me that I hurt you the other day when I said those words. Would you forgive me? Because maybe you could say, I didn't trust you, but I was wrong. Would you forgive me for not trusting you? Whatever the Lord shows you, mm-hmm. take that moment to look your son or your daughter in the eyes and say, would you forgive me? And then sons and daughters, boys and girls, receive that apology from your parents and say, yes, Dad, yes, Mom, I choose to forgive you today. And then after they've forgiven, what we're going to encourage parents to do is to, again, look your son or look your daughter in the eye, get down to that eye level, and speak over them the blessing that God has spoken to you.
Mm-hmm. Because a parent's blessing launches you into your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And not only launches you, but you become superhero kids. You know who you are and why you're here. And so we're just going to, right now, just move into family groups. And maybe you're not here with children or teens. Maybe your parents are here with you and they're older. Get into the family group. And then those maybe in the church group. You can get into your church group. Maybe there's some singles here who aren't with anyone, or single parents. We'll be over here with you to just
speak words of blessing over you.
Yeah, speak words of blessing.
And over your children, if you're single mom, single parent mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, maybe your church family can get together. Whatever that looks like in your context, we're just going to facilitate a time now of speaking well of mm-hmm. to one another. So you can just put your chairs in a little circle. And if you've written it out, if you took time to write it out today, then go ahead, you can read it.
And if you kids have done something, your youth, if you've got something that you want to share with your parents, you can do that as well. You can speak and look them in the eyes and say, Mom, Dad, I want to bless you now. I want to speak well of you. So let's move into those family groups or into those church groups or into those single adult groups, and let's just make this place a place of blessing.